Hi, this is a dictation for Edison Weaver, EDDISONWEAVER. Date of service 11/25/2025. Date of accident is 2/27/2025. Date of birth 10/10/1989. The patient is here for a follow up evaluation. Currently, he's got pain in the lower back, which is around 2 or 3. He has a pain in the knee area, which is also 6. 5 to 6. MRIs for the right knee have been made available, and they show that this patient has a anterior cruciate ligament damage, chronic sprain. That is the finding. The patient had in the lumbar spine a disc involvement, which showed L4-5, L5-S1 disc bulge, but it has got better. And his pain has recovered with all the laser treatments and everything. Massages. At this time, patient has pain which is only 2 to 4. ADLs are affected 3. Patient reports 70% improvement in the system of pain since the time of accident. Please review the record for ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 138 over 100, pulse 90, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit of 10/22/2025, dictation number 1023-007, except the lumbar spine examination is completely normal, with the range of motions being normal, and they are as follows. The flexion is 60, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. CLR negative. Babinski negative. Camp test negative. Budzinski Kernick test is negative. And Babinski sign is negative. The knee examination still stays the same. Slight pain is there on walking. Patient has been advised to have a knee brace, which has been provided to him, and walk less and heal and have some injections with dexamethasone and Marcan. His maps were reviewed. He has been provided with various medications, which are as follows: lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for his anxiety and panic, pentagerus, prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, meloxicam 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, amitriptyline, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and sleep and rest, gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pain, bupropion, hydrochloride is provided for mood and anxiety and relief. Well, his MRIs have been reviewed in great detail. Options are discussed. Patient is advised to return to work with no disability, and his physical therapy has been discontinued. Thank you.